following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and song. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Back in 1978, Big Fatty came to California. This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you. He came to California, and my family, it was during Christmas, my family invited him over to, on my recommendation, for a Christmas Eve dinner because he was alone in California and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my mother had made this enormous, I mean, this huge dinner with the turkey. I mean, the whole, it was an and the place setting, she used her best china. She was so proud and so, she wanted it to be so perfect. And he got very, very, Fatty came over and got very, very drunk. And in the middle of dinner, it was right between like the first course, the hors d'oeuvres and the main course. He dropped his pants and shit all over the turkey, right on the table. And from then on, I've just had a bone of content. There is nothing lovey. That's not true. He didn't take a dump on our turkey. I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me. And all the nonsense that goes back and forth between us is fun. It's just fun. Although I wouldn't put it past him to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He didn't take a dump on our turkey.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One. And this is episode 4664. The BFO for Thirsty. The 25th of December, 2025. Y'all coming up on today. Say it with me.
Show.
Y'all have got all kinds of stuff to share with you, Big Fatty. Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty going old school. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're crema. I hope your crema is going well. Y'all, your glovies today, because probably some of you are getting some nice new gloves. And yes, but not the kind like you're talking about. You never know, you know. There's some vulgar ones out there. You know, Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T. He might want some of them.
Yeah, Big Fatty, let's just drop it right there.
Y'all, it's crema. And I hope your crema is going well so far. I hope that you are filled with the joy of the season. If it's a difficult time for you this year, take a step back and just exhale and look back on the goodness that you've enjoyed this year. And I know that's what Big Fatty's going to do. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I've got some things I want to tell you about. And y'all, we're going to open the final envelope on the Advent Mocking Calendar.
And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God bless you and send you good cheer.
It is the last day of the official Wicked Advent Mocking Calendar. And y'all, I've thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed this. And y'all, here is the last envelope. We're just going to open it up right here and see what we got.
Big Fatty, what is it?
I don't know. Oh, Big Fatty, it is a medal. What is that? It's kind of a... Well, it should say on there what it is. What does that say? I don't know what that says. Here we go. It says bookmark wrap with elastic band around your book to mark your page. Well, that's just as lovely as it can be. Y'all, that's really very, very nice. Y'all, I'm going to put a picture up at noon today. Y'all, I'm going to show you all the different advent calendar giftettes on their envelopes on the inside of the book. Big Fatty, it's a gift. It's an eye full of giftettes for everyone. It's true. Y'all, by the way, did you go over there to the www and see Big Fatty sitting with Big Fatty? Y'all, it's a memory for the ages, or Big Fatty, or the aged. Dear Gussie, y'all, you know what that music means. It means we've got somebody new over there on the ham map, and y'all, it's someone that you just got a crumb card from, and y'all, a former number one fan of the BFO, all the way back to 2013, y'all, it's, they're down there, the pin says they're down there in the Tijuana, Mexico, yes, Big Fatty, the Mexicans, and you know there must be a big pool or something there, because you know him and the pool boys always like to hang out. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I'm talking about none other than the Gravitas. Big Fatty, we love the Gravitas. Y'all, if you want to do something for Crema, for Big Fatty, go over there to the BFO, and up there at the top, it says, click here to join the ham map. Y'all, Big Fatty would love to have you join the ham map here at Crema 2025. Big Fatty!
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Big Fatty, it's Scotty Rossi Butler here, and I'm just ringing to say Merry Christmas. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and Santa brings you lots of Crema prezzies. You've been a pretty good boy, I guess, this year. But listen, just cue the music. I've got a so-so question to tack on the end of this call.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty Crema question comes to us from the future, and it's from Scotty. Scotty, what you got?
So, in the movies, all Americans seem to celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve and open their presents and come together. Now, this is just bizarre. I don't know if it's true. Is it true?
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Scotty.
Woodhaven.
Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, especially here at Crema. And, Scotty, you said it was a so-so question, but actually, it's an excellent question and so timely. And, Scotty, I can only speak from my experience as a dinosaur here on the Earth for 69 cremuses. I've never had giftettes to open on Crema Eve. We always, Santa Claus, in fact, Santa Claus never wrapped gifts. His gifts were on display And, you know, then your grandmothers and your and folks, you know, they'd give you your underpants and all wrapped up. But the only difference would be is if we were going somewhere, Crema Eve, we weren't going to see them on Crema Day. So, Scotty, I'm like you. Save them for Crema Morning. I see y'all since I spoke to you yesterday. Y'all, before I go any further, I forgot to give credit where credit was due. Y'all, the Good Morning, Big Fatty music after the greetings, y'all, old Stinkpot. Found that music and sent it to me, and y'all, it was just lovely. It was just lovely, and so Stinkpot, thank you for that. Y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, quiet evening here in the villa. I watched the news, and I watched The Jeopardy, and then what did, was there something else that I watched? Let's see, that would have been, no, I went to, Big Fatty, you forgot what you did. Y'all, went to the Page's Oakery Grill, and met my friend from Shady Pines there, and y'all, it was just a lovely evening. And from there, y'all, I went by El Hospitalo, and I saw Brandon. He is still under the kaya, as they say. And we visited for about an hour. And y'all, when I got home, let's see, what did I do? That's when I watched the news and I watched the Jeopardy. And y'all, I don't think there was anything else on the TV machine that I particularly wanted to see. I may have watched the first half of the Next Level Baker finale, and in fact, I think I did. And y'all then slept like a baby. Woke up. Y'all got a 99 SCO on my sleep SCO. Got up on hump day morning, Crema Eve, if you will. Had my breakfast. Y'all had shishameat rice. And read the newspaper. Did my puzzles. Then I was off. I was off from the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres. Did the Big Circle. Came back. Y'all, I decided I'd try to get a final count for you. 268 houses that I could see Crema decorations in. So that's the final count for Crema 2025. And came back and y'all, I washed my sheets, so I got clean sheets for Crema Eve, and y'all delivered some Crema giftettes, and y'all, that pretty much has been my Crema Eve. Yes, Big Fatty. See, y'all, I got three Crema cards to open. Y'all, the first, y'all, it's from that Joe in Dallas. You know, he's former number one fan of the BFO as well, I believe, 20-12. Let's just see what Joe's got here for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure it'll be vulgar. Let's just see here. It is, y'all, it's a card, and it's got a Crema tree on the front, and it says, "This card sucks." but I swallow. Merry Crema. And you open it up, it says, Merry Crema. And have an amazing gentleman caller, Phil, 2026. Love, Joe in Dallas. Joe, I love it. I absolutely love it. And y'all, the next one is from, y'all, it's from the Robs. Let's just see. Y'all, it's fancy. It's fancy. Oh, Big Fatty, it's a picture card. It is. And it's a picture of the Robs in the snow and in the Hawaiian shirts. And y'all, they've got, I think the Robs 2025, they're pointing to their fingers. Y'all, it's, I guess it's when they got married. And it says, Merry Grandma. After 18 years, we made it legal and got married in a simple ceremony at home with the pastor. In May, our household grew as two more Spantans came to live with us from Flowrider. Quilting Rob had two quilts displayed at the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show this year and a piece included in the Liberty of London 150th birthday display. I hope your holidays are filled with love and laughter, Rob and Rob. Well, that's lovely. And congratulations on getting the tax breaks. And y'all are following. Our final card here is, y'all, it's from that Hilby 2000, sometimes known as Woody. And Patrick, you know, the Nip and I went out and saw them at Crema Time a couple of years ago out there in the Hawaiian. And y'all, let's just open it up and see what we got here. Big Fatty. Y'all, I can't get it out. Big Fatty Vulgar. And y'all, it's not a Crema card. It's a Happy New Year card. And y'all, it's got a headdress and some firecracker sparklers. And it says, we planted new trees, a rose garden, and numerous plants in 2025. Hope 2026 is full of blooms and greenery. Wishing you a year filled with love, joy, and cheer. Happy New Year, Woody and Patrick, plus Bella Pauline. Y'all, that's their puppy dog, and it's a picture of the two of them planting them trees. Yes, well, gentlemen, thank you all so much for the cards, and I hope that your crema goes well. And y'all, I'll leave you with a crema blessing. Aunt Bethany, will you do the honors, please?
What, dear?
Grace!
Grace! She passed away 30 years ago.
They want you to say grace. The blessing!
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh! Y'all, y'all, just to let you know, I plan on having me a big glass of eggnog and sitting back and watching Crema Vacation on Crema Eve. And y'all, it just makes me giggle like a schoolgirl. Yes, Big Fatty, and you are the Aunt Bethany of Pride 48. Oh, absolutely I am. So there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning, as is tradition, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was the old gal out there in Walnut Hills. And Big Fatty, did they turn the reindeer urine sprinklers off? I hope so, because Santa Claus can't get in there. But old gal, what runs through your mind as you're watching Father Knows Best Home for Crema?
He didn't take a dump on our turkey.
All right, you could just run, but maybe Kitten took it. Did Kitten take the dump on the turkey?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.